So we will sing this song to close this unprofitable servant. Let the unprofitable servant make this confession. Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve thee till the end.
Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend.
I shall not fear.
Peace
Free full salvation from sin,
hallelujah. unprofitable servant. Can you rejoice, unprofitable servant? As we enter the new month, as we enter the new month, count your blessings. Name them one by one. See every reason to rejoice this morning before the Lord. Bride of Christ all over the world. Everybody now.
When upon life below, you are there. And it's the surprising what the Lord
counts your blessings.
Count your blessings.
Let them walk by walk.
Count your blessings. See what God has done.
Count your blessings.
Count your blessings.
Tell somebody by your side. Tell somebody by your side. Tell them to count their blessings from January until now. From January until now.
Count your blessings. Name them one by one.
From January until now. Tell another neighbor. Catch your blessings.
Your blessings.
Tell your neighbor, tell him, tell him. Joy now.
Yes, yes. Come on.
Express your joy now.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Express your joy that you are counted among the living. Let every living soul give him praise. That we can see another new month. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord with thanksgiving.
For the women program. Precious Ada Obi. Is that the name? Where are you? Come forward. Come forward. Precious, coming all the way from Port Harcourt, something happened. So when you see her dancing by your side, you can see that she has a testimony. Tell them what happened.
Hallelujah. Daddy, thank you for this privilege. We came all the way from Port Harcourt. I am Pastor Adonna's wife, Mrs. Precious Adonna. And from, sir, please let me appreciate you. You have transformed our life through
thank
the revelation
you.
The Lord has
thank
given
you.
To you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our ministry.
My belly just sweet me now as they talk this canteen.
The Lord is doing wonderfully in our ministry.
Because some people hate me, eh?
Because of the word you are sharing, the revelation is caught. Our lives are transformed. Our habit, our character, our code of conduct,
Thank you. Our watchword
is righteousness and holiness. It is since we came in contact with this ministry that it may God enlarge your course.
Thank you.
And keep you longer. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to appreciate all the ministers, the prophet, Prophet Sydney, Sister Marachi, Ify, the protocol officer, Mecha, Mr. Duroke, I love all of you. Mr. Obinna, today is my first time of coming.
First time of coming here, no wonder.
I am so much happy.
You can see the excitement.
Daddy, while we are coming,
yes.
As we left Benin, the driver said he noticed a terrible move of the truck behind him, that the truck was not normal. And then the Lord helped him to shift his hand a little from the highway. While he shifted his hand, yet the big truck hit him with a very high speed. And then where we were was inside a valley and a deep sea.
Child,
we entered right
that in. That is why you are watching on the screen.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
We entered right inside the valley. It was remaining a little thing for us to enter inside the river.
Jesus.
People that came, they said there is no how any soul will survive. The video did not capture the depth of that valley. Ooh. It was so deep. Ooh. If you watch, they were throwing our bag because you can't enter.
Jesus.
What the Lord did.
Jesus.
I just feel like rolling on the floor.
Jesus.
They would have captured that the
pastor was. There is something about this God.
That takes me to love me.
Jesus.
He's a covenant keeping God. The lover. Consistent in God.
The lover.
The lover of my soul.
Hey.
And his heart is for you.
Oh.
He rules all of the world. And there is Jesus.
There is something about you, my God. Night. We never had it that way. We've never had it like that. And Somebody called me from America, one of our members in America. Called me in the early hours of this morning and said, Daddy, he said, what happened on Friday night, what he saw in the spirit. He said that the Lord used what we did and removed so many things from the people. And he said, Brother Uche, the most well-fed member of this church. Don't know whether you are the one that normally collect our tithe. Even if now you, there is. It's profitable. He said that the Lord, he saw a vision broke forth while we were praising God last night, Friday night, and that a coffin was removed from him. Now, why it is exciting was that for a number of periods, the prophets, so many people kept saying, I think even myself, I saw it, even myself, I told your wife, okay, I told you to call your wife that the enemy wants to bring sorrow to you. And then ministers, everybody, so I said he should bring his family, let me rededicate them. That was what he did while we were praising God. I was telling him, I said, what happened? And I just told you, and you were trying to tell me something.
On that Friday, we decided to buy a goat, a very big ram. I bought that ram at Ejigbo here, where they're selling ram. Put it in my vehicle, went to my office. The ram was making noise. The food is there. So I do everything to come home so that I can feed the ram and bring it to the church on that Friday. On getting home, I opened the boot to bring the ram out. The ram died in my car. Do everything to revive him for the first time. And he's not in the boot. He's a jeep. So there's a lot of ventilation. The ram died.
Somebody, the arrow of untimely death shall be diverted from you. You see why we say it's good to serve God. It pays to serve Him. It pays to serve Him. When you are connected the way we should be connected, before the enemy will strike, God will reveal it. And when you are part of this ministry, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And please, when we mention your case, don't wait and decide at your own time you will call us to tell us that case you mentioned so time, na me. And when we're in fellowship like this, there are people who have decided that day is your day. When your case is mentioned and you are expected to confirm it, do it. The grace is there at that particular moment. Do it. I understand there is a sister from Ghana. What's the name again? Martin. Martin is not in the hall. Okay, you are the one. There was a revelation given. You were online?
Yes, sir.
Tell us what was it?
There was a revelation you gave. You said, someone, the God Lord has spoken to you to change your name to Good News.
To Good News?
Yes, sir.
And you are the one?
Yes, sir.
The Lord told you?
Yes, sir.
That you should change your name?
To Good News.
To Good News.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't call to confirm.
By then, honestly speaking, I was
because,
not having credit.
Because I am ordinary pastor, I'm not prophet. Eh? That if it were prophet Joseph, you would have called and called and called immediately. I am the one who. So you have not changed it up to now?
No, not yet.
What are you waiting for? And did I tell that person to call me?
Yet, you said the person should come to and dedicate the name.
Okay, that's why you came now.
Yes, sir.
That's great faith. Ask your neighbor, do you have any reason? Come and stand here. Come and stand here. Stand here. Ask your neighbor, do you have any reason to praise God? Do you have any? Did you have any testimony? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
bahu babahu. O me para pancha. Olori olore. Agu de temba. You are the mountain melter. You are the great I am that I am. O mi mi ni di o mi mi. I call you Okechi. 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 Mbukuchi. Mbukuchi. Ebu bebe kumbe. Ebu bebe kumbe. You are the original God. Original God. Original God. Say. Original God. Say. Original God. Say. Original God. We'll be right back. somebody shout? Can somebody make a joyful noise? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm giving somebody 5 minutes to tell the Lord why you are praising him the way you are praising him. Why are you praising him the way you are praising him? Let him hear you. Say, Lord, this is why I am praising you the way I am praising you. This is why I am dancing. This is why I am rejoicing. Tell the Lord. Use your testimony and tell him the reason. That is part of the reason you are worshiping him.